your friend and mine, Youngevity's president, Mr. Bill Andreoli.
Guys, we're going to move this quickly. Thank you so much. Guys, let's give it up one more time for our ambassadors, Tom and Denise Chenault. Let's give it up for our newest ambassador, Mrs. Cheryl Morley. Make some noise. And give it up for our very first Diamond Chairman Marketing Directors, Todd Smith and Blake Graham. Give it up. So I wanted to come up here and close out this afternoon by talking about the theme of this convention. Let's get loud. Now, I know for some of you, when you hear that, let's get loud, you don't get that. For others, the theme, let's get loud, it's real easy for these charismatic speakers, right? So many of these charismatic speakers that were up on the stage and that did these breakouts, you saw them, right? And it started at CEO school with Stedman Graham. Stedman gets up here and he talks all nice and softly with all these powerful words, right? He even started, you guys can talk back to me, it's good, okay? He even started reciting this poetry, remember when he did that?
Yeah.
And guys, as soon as I saw that, I was the next speaker and I was already afraid to get up there in front of that giant room, but to follow a guy that could recite that poetry. For me, the only poetry that I could remember with, you know, having three kids, only poetry that could come back to my mind at this time was like Barney. I'd love to do that with all of you, if you wouldn't mind. You ready? I love, you love, we're a happy with a great big and a kiss. Say you love me too. Very nice. All right. And then you came the next night, right, and you got to see Dr. Lewis, and he's strutting all looking fine like he always does with his little flower thing going on here, always looking so pretty, isn't he? Dr. Lewis, always looking so good. And then right after Dr. Lewis, Corey Gold comes out. Dr. Corey Gold comes out here and impresses us so much, not only with what he said, but the way he looked. Did you see that? He was looking all fine, right? And when we were leaving, I was actually walking out of this room that night with him, and a woman came up. I won't use her name, but a woman came up to me and said, "Man, you look sweet." And he's like, "Oh, thank you." And she goes, "Oh, I mean sweet." Ah. And Corey looked at me and said, "That's a little embarrassing." But he was happy she said it. And you saw Corey from the stage, too. Did you see the guy was posing as... He was posing his clothes. So guys, that's what I mean, these charismatic speakers. Then I go to a breakout and you see Andre Vaughn. You know you're a charismatic speaker when you have a breakout and you make your people stand up for the whole hour you're doing your breakout. That's a charismatic speaker. When he's telling people to slap and he's doing it in slow motion. Did y'all see that? All of you with that? That's a charismatic speaker. Then you saw Drew Pearson. I don't know if Drew Pearson's in the room. Mr. Charismatic right there. He comes up here and all he does is talk bad about other teams and he shows that Super Bowl ring with a smile. That's a charismatic speaker. Fantastic. Then you have Scott Fardoulis who follows Andre Vaughn. Any of you that are in that room, Scott didn't even know. He didn't even know that he was going to come up so quickly. Andre Vaughn brought him up. They chest bumped. But this guy's got so much charisma that he even got 30 extra minutes and he still went 10 minutes long. That's how much charisma Mr. Scott Fardoulis has. Then you saw Avelia Ariaza. That woman smells good, doesn't she? Avelia Ariaza always styling. I get so many hugs from her, and she smells so good. Dr. Lewis, you're so lucky. Anna Broom and Kelly Barquin. I mean, the charisma that flows out of them in their breakouts. I'm not going to name every breakout. How many of you were there last night for Dr. Glidden and Blake Graham? Were they on fire or what? Is Dr. Glidden in the house? Where is he? Dr. Glidden in the house anywhere? Okay, good, even better. All right, to Dr. Glidden. How many of you has he walked up to and said, "Is this swollen?" Talk about a hypochondriac. Someone should let him know. No, it's not swollen, right? It's definitely not swollen. Blake Graham, we've all heard of 24/7 drive-thrus. This man is a 24/7 training machine. All day, all night. TNT, you know what I'm talking about, right? And then Mr. Charismatic himself, Dr. Joe Wallach. What are you supposed to do when I say Dr. Joe Wallach? Come on. I mean, you have to have charisma when you bring all these influential people into a room. All these influential people into a room when Dr. Wall is coming to your state, to your city, to your town. You bring all these influential people in, and he's talking, and he's up on the stage, and he goes, bam, you're dead. You have to have charisma to be able to do that with influential people. All right. Guys, now for some of you, the Let's Get Loud theme, it doesn't make sense to you because you're saying, how can I get loud when I can't even step out of my own comfort zone? Right? Those people with charisma, yeah, they can get loud all day long, but what about me? I don't want to walk up to that prospect. I don't want to pick up that phone and invite that person to the next meeting. I'm afraid to start that conversation. Anyone with me here? Am I the only one that's experienced this? Come on, guys, speak to me here. All right. So stepping out of your comfort zone for some of you is so difficult, and I'm here to tell you that you need to believe in yourself even when nobody else does. You need to force yourself out of your mind, the prison that's in your mind that's holding you back. And for some of you, like me, it started out when you were a child. It starts out when you're real young, because kids, they say some really, really, really mean things. And guys, I have a picture I'm going to show you. Pretty cute kid, right? Now, that's me, 9, 10 years old, and I don't know if you can tell, because I grew my hair out. See, it's already starting right there with Andre. 9, 10 years old, okay? Now, if you look closely, you'll see that that kid right there has some pretty big ears. That's not meant to be a joke. Some pretty big ears. Now, guys, kids used to call me Big Ears. Kids used to call me Dumbo. Kids used to say, is Billy going to fly in or out of the room? You're lucky I'm not a kid right now, because I'd be crying. You can take that picture down. That was a bad idea. Bad idea. Thank you. Oh, yeah, and they all said that my hair gel, I never changed my hair. That's a different hairstyle, wasn't it? I used to grow my hair. I used to grow my hair real long so I could hide those ears. I wanted to hide those ears, right? Because I was afraid if someone looked at me for too long, they would call me Big Ears. They would call me Dumbo. Okay? Fear of public speaking is a real big deal. You've heard me speak about fear of public speaking a lot. But when you've been trying to blend in your whole life because you didn't want people to look at you, having thousands of people's eyes on you, plus you know that you have those big ears. Now, for some of you, for me it was big ears. For some of you, it's something else. But kids can say the meanest things. But guys, at some point, whatever it was for you, at some point, some reason you're not stepping out of your comfort zone, at some point, what happened to you as a child, as a kid, whatever it is for you, at some point, it's going to be the past. Does that make sense to anyone out there? Again, public speaking is really, really scary. And I was scared to death of public speaking. And I can remember when I started my company, this little company called FDI. I know a few of you were there. I can remember the kickoff event in Nashville, Tennessee in 2003. And I came out to give the closing address at that meeting. And I came out here and I would not remove myself from the podium. If I poked myself out, I felt like I was naked and everyone was looking. Doesn't help with the clear here. But I would hide behind that wooden podium that was there. Okay, I was scared to death of public speaking. And I can remember standing behind this podium and my voice is cracking like puberty all over again. Okay, my knees are shaking, and all I can think of, instead of thinking of what I should be saying, is all I can think of is, where am I going to throw up? Where am I going to vomit? That's all I could think of. And I finished that meeting, and I went backstage, and I sat in that chair, and there was leaders back there, and some of the leaders came up to me, and I said, I will never, ever do that again. I said, do you know how scared I was? Do you know how nervous I was? I was lousy. And they said, oh, yes, you will. You knew how nervous you were. They didn't know how nervous you were. They knew you were real, in real works. You will do this again. One of the leaders that was behind that stage that day was one of my best friends. And some of you remember Big Dog Dale Johnson? Remember Big Dog? Give it up for Big Dog Dale Johnson. And Dale was the one that said, oh, yes, you will. You will get up. just because you knew you were nervous, you will do this again and again and again. And guys, it is very important for you to surround yourself around the right people. Kids will make fun of you. People will make fun of you. But again, what happened to you as a kid, what even happened to you? What even happened to you yesterday? What even happened to you 10 seconds ago? It's already the past. Okay, does that make sense? Guys, you need to surround yourself around the right people. You can get negative people out of your life. Get negative people out. Life is hard enough. You don't need negative people around you. Do not give them the right to suck the life right out of you. Do not give them the right to suck the happiness right out of you. Some people are so focused on themselves, and the littlest things can go on. And they're making such a big deal, and they're so negative about things. And they forget that they're sitting in a room and how fortunate they are that they can see the speaker in front of the room. They're so fortunate they were able to travel here that they forget that there's people in hospitals all over the world right now that are suffering. There are people that want to be in the same seats as you that can't. I have these kind of talks with my kids all the time when they don't want to go to practice. And I say, you know, maybe we should go to Boston. We should walk in the hospital so you can see all the kids that are dying right now that would love to go practice their sport today, and they can't. Guys, get negative people out of your life. Get negative people. Like I said, life is tough enough. To hang around people that are playing with your mind all day long and only want to concentrate on the little tiny things that are bothering them, walk away from them as quickly as you can. You need to be proud of who you are, and you need to embrace it. You need to step out of your comfort zone. And guys, blending in will only keep you average. All those years blending in, I missed out on so much because it only kept me average. Do not blend in. Just like my ears, stick out. Because now at 44 years old, you don't like my ears? I don't care if you like my ears. That makes sense? I wish I knew that way back when because I missed out on so much. All right, next thing I want to talk about is believing that you can, even when you're not there. I can remember working the restaurants. I think most of you know that I own restaurants, still do. But working the restaurants, and my girlfriend and I, which is now my wife, Deanne and I, would work. And I would work 7 days a week, prepping and cleaning and cooking and prepping and cleaning and cooking all day long. 7 days a week for $250 a week. And we would bust it. And after a long 12 to 14 hour day, I'd say, Deanne, let's go car shopping. And she'd be like, what are you talking about? I don't want to go car shopping. I said, I'm not satisfied with my Pontiac Firebird two-tone silver and gray with a bra. That's what I had for a car. I wanted to go out there and test drive that Mercedes. I wanted to go out there and test drive that Lexus. Didn't make sense to my wife, but we would go there, all stinky, bacon, eggs, pancakes. That's what we smelled like. We didn't go take showers first. All right, and we went to test drive those cars. And we would get there, and some of the car salesmen didn't even want to let these little 20-year-olds test drive this car. Others would let us. And I would get in that car, and I would put my hands on the steering wheel. I would drive that vehicle. And when we were all done, Deanne said, why are we doing this? We don't have the money to afford this car. I said, because if I don't believe that I can drive this car, why is anyone else going to believe that I can drive this car? I need to put myself there. It needs to be real. I needed to see myself there. I needed to experience it myself, or I was telling myself it was never going to happen. There would be other days where we'd finish that day. And again, we're in our early 20s. And we'd leave that restaurant after prepping and cooking and cleaning and being so tired, you know, feeding those 1,200 people that day. And we'd leave, and I'd say, let's go house shopping. Billy, what are you talking about? I said, I want to go look at houses. And we would go to the open houses on the best streets with the biggest houses. We'd look for the largest mansions we could find. And we'd walk through those houses, and those real estate agents didn't even pay attention to us. They knew we didn't have any money, and they knew that we stunk. But we'd walk around that house, and we'd touch and feel, and again, Deanne saying, Bill, we can't afford this. See, I was poor in my wallet, but I was rich in my mind. I knew that I needed to experience. I wanted to walk through the house. I didn't want to look at the house from the street. I wanted to walk through the rooms. I wanted to experience it because I knew that I was going to have a mansion like that someday. Does that make sense to all of you? Now, back then, there was no Secret. I know you all have heard of the Secret, the movie. There was no Secret back then. So I didn't know anything about the law of attraction. But what I was doing by default is I was focusing on what I wanted. Does that make sense to all of you? Focus on what you want. So many people focus on what they don't want. I was focusing on what I wanted in my early 20s, and I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew that I was going to get there. I just didn't know how I was going to get there. Now, if you are afraid to test drive that car, if you're afraid to go walk through the house, you're already telling your subconscious mind it's never going to happen. So go out there and test drive that car. Go out there and walk through that house and start focusing on what you want. Guys, as a 20-year-old boy at that time, obviously I'm talking about some materialistic type things, mansions and cars, and nothing wrong with those. I'm 44 and I still kind of like those things. But whatever is important to you, focus on what you want. All right. In The Secret, there's another line that they say in The Secret. They say people that become successful, so many of them knew they were going to be successful, but didn't know how they were going to get there. You guys remember hearing that? They knew they were going to be successful. They knew they were going to be wealthy. They just didn't know how they were going to get there. And guys, that's exactly what happened for me. There is no way I knew that I was going to be successful in real estate and the stock market. I have the most popular restaurants in all of New England. Okay, then I started my company called FDI. And then look what happens. Just a few years ago, we combined forces with Youngevity. I'm the president of this awesome company called Youngevity. But if someone told me back then that this big-eared kid, they had this giant fear of public speaking, would ever be sharing this story on a stage in front of thousands of you, I would have said you need to stop taking those drugs because that's never going to happen. But guys, those are the types of things that can happen for all of us. And guys, guess what? Dr. Wallach, he's been made fun of for decades. The man's been made fun of for decades. People are still making fun of him today. Even with all the success, all the awards, all the accolades, people are still calling him a quack, especially the ones that are afraid of him. But Dr. Wallach, but Dr. Wallach believes in himself, he believes in all of us, and he believes in his message of health. Guys, give it up for your founder, Dr. Joel Wallach. So the moral of that story is step out of your comfort zone. Go test drive that car. Go walk through that house. Okay? Go do those things. Go find Todd Smith. Go find Blake Graham and try on their new diamond blazers and take pictures. Find your vice chairman, your senior vice chairman, your ambassadors. Grab their rings. Grab their jackets and take pictures. And focus on what you want to happen. Does that make sense? Can you all do that? All right. Now, guys, To bring this home a little bit, if you believe in yourself, I believe that there's nothing that you can't do. I know that you've heard that many times this weekend. Something else that attracted me to this industry called network marketing or MLM is the self-motivated entrepreneurs that are part of it. Self-motivated entrepreneurs. I always used to being around miserable people in the restaurant industry. Miserable. Weren't happy when it's busy, weren't happy when it's slow, just always unhappy. When I first got introduced to network marketing, I was around these self-motivated entrepreneurs that were happy-go-lucky. I had never seen that before, and it attracted me so, I was attracted so much to that. And that was one of the reasons why I joined network marketing to begin with. I wanted that opportunity, but I also wanted to be around these self-motivated people. And I can tell you, if you believe in yourself enough with Youngevity, this opportunity is easy enough for a kid to do, for a child to do. And guys, I'm not just saying that. I want you guys to watch a video of a little boy named Luke. Can you guys play that video?
Hi, my name is Luke and I take the Youngevity products. My favorite is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine with the green tea. It's super good, and whenever I take this, I use purified water. I like it because in my opinion, it tastes like Jolly Ranchers. Always simple to make. And it tastes very good. There are vitamins, minerals, amino acids, I take it because it helps me every day, helps me in school, and helps me feel awake. I very much like this drink. Very, very much. I take the Rebound FX. It tastes like Gatorade, and it's a game drink. It doesn't have sugar in it, anything like that. It has vitamins and minerals, and it helps me not get hurt. One of my favorites is the Root Beer Bellies. I like this one because it helps my immune system and it helps me digest better. And whenever I'm feeling sick, I take him and he helps me feel better. The Ultimate Cal is calcium, which helps me with my bones. I take the Smart Effects. He's a little guy and he helps me in school when I'm having a brain fart. He helps me and he always makes me smarter every day. One of my best of all favorite, the EFA. He might seem huge, but he helps you in many different ways with your lungs, your skin, your bones, your heart, your brain. This huge, humongous guy, he's very helpful to me. And he is ultimately easy to take. It just slides down your throat. The Ultimate Selenium helps me not get sick. It's this little guy. Super small. Then I take the Sweeties, which helps me not crave sugar. If you people out there have diabetes and you're watching this, then this is a wonderful suggestion to take. I love this, the Triple Truffle Chocolate. It is sugar-free, gluten-free, all natural. It's real chocolate, but it's healthy for you. It's chocolate that's healthy. If you're a sugar craver, then take this and it's yummy, very yummy. Dr. Wallach started Longevity because he wanted people to be healthy. I haven't gotten sick in a very long time because I take Longevity products. Longevity is not sold at the stores. You can only get them from distributors like my mom and dad. You can get them for free if you share them with friends and other people. Everything that Longevity does provides for a family, like house bills, electric bills, water bills. Our mom and dad work at home, which is awesome. I would hate it if they had to work in a faraway place like 18 minutes away. It'd be very frustrating. But I'm happy that they work here. Whenever I get home from school, I hear them talking about Longevity, and that's how I know a ton about this. Because of Longevity, we went to Cedar Point in Ohio, we went to Busch Gardens in Florida, and Disneyland in California. Gonna go on a cruise, which I've never been on one, with my brother Tanner. I'm gonna go and we're gonna have an awesome time. All the kids get to take turns going on the big Longevity cruises, and last time my brother and sister, Susan and Brianna, went, and when they came back they told me they had a wonderful time. I'm Luke, I'm Magni for Life, and are you next?
Guys, give it up for Luke. Come on, give it up for him. Where's Scott and Christy Anderson? There they are. Guys, give it up for Scott and Christy Anderson. That's their son, Luke. Scott and Christy Anderson, great, great people. Obviously, great, great parents. See, the one thing you have to worry about with your insecurities is you can pass down certain things to your kids. You can definitely pass down some certain things to your kids. You got to be careful what's going on. What I love about what he said in that video was, I know all this because I can hear my parents on the telephone and they're discussing Longevity. okay? Now, if your child was going to do a video on you, what would your child be saying on that video? Someone else spoke about how great it is to be able to work from home. I love when he said, man, it would be horrible if my parents had to work 18 minutes away. I mean, that's a true 10-year-old speaking right there, because they don't know about the people that are spending hours upon hours commuting to a place that they hate to work for a person they can't stand. But guys, obviously, what you can pass down to your children, not only is Luke taking all these unbelievable products thanks to Dr. Joe Wallach and Steve Wallach with 90 for Life, okay, but also he is learning. And what I love about these self-motivated entrepreneurs, for some reason, when you see these self-motivated entrepreneurs, they're not all out of direct sales, but a lot of them are from direct selling companies, you see their kids thrive. You see their kids thrive because in other families where they're hating their job, hating whatever, they're stuck in their ruts, they're passing that down to their children. And here you see so many, I see so many of your children that are doing so fantastically well, and they're so well-spirited. Guys, that's something to get excited about in our industry. You get that by default. Guys, let me close with this. It's time for all of us to get competitive about our business. I have friends I've played one-on-one basketball with as a kid, and we'll elbow each other and try to kick each other's butt like we're playing for a trophy, and we're playing for nothing. But we would not bring. I see these friends now. I have a high school reunion coming in 2 weeks. 25 years, high school reunion. And I saw them at the 20th reunion. And these friends that were so good and would kill you, like you were playing for a trophy in a one-on-one basketball game, some of them have had their own businesses. Some of them are now stuck in ruts. They didn't bring that competitive spirit to their business. That competitive spirit they had as a child playing that basketball game, they didn't bring that to the game of life. Why would you get so competitive about not even a trophy? When you can get competitive about something that can change your family's financial future now and for generations to come. Guys, with longevity, we need to get competitive about our business. Because this business, this opportunity, it's bigger than all of us in this room. Do you all understand that? Guys, this is a mission, this is a movement, and this is a crusade. We are all part of Dr. Joe Wallach's army. Do you all agree with me? Give it up for Dr. Wallach. Come on. I know some of you, it's too much to stand up one more time for that man, right? Get up and give it up for Dr. Joe Wallach. days out of the year, and we won't get up right away to clap for that man. That guy sacrifices so much and has sacrificed so much over the last 40 years for all of us. For all of us and for our families. Guys, we are so well positioned right now. We are so well positioned here at Longevity, and some of you are taking advantage of every opportunity of Longevity because you're also shareholders. You're also owning a piece of the company so you can participate in the profits. We are so well positioned here. Take advantage of everything that you can take advantage of in this company. Guys, we have the greatest leaders in the industry. Do you agree with me? We have the greatest leaders. This has been, 2014 was a record-smashing year. A record-smashing year. But there is no doubt in my mind that all of you, that each and every one of you are going to have a record-smashing year for your own personal organization. Correct? And when you have a smashing record for your own personal organization in Longevity, that means that Longevity as a whole is going to have the greatest year that Longevity has ever seen in its 18 and a half years. Do you agree with me? Guys, this was a fantastic event because of all of you leaders. I want to thank you so much for being here at Convention 2015. We're going to have a fabulous time the rest of the day, and especially we're going to have some more fun tonight. Guys, I want to thank you again so much for being here. I look forward to working with each and every one of you in reaching our successes together. Thank you so much.